Hey guys, welcome to the Green Light Chat with Randy and Dia. The Green Light Chat podcast is here to motivate, elevate, inspire, and entertain you, especially with our trash talk. So buckle up, put on your seatbelt, and enjoy the ride, because all topics are a go.
And welcome back to the Green Light Chat. This is your host, Randy.
And I'm Dia.
And we are the Green Light Chat. Ooh, how you been, boo?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing super great.
You're looking great, too.
Thank you. I've been working on that keto diet. Been sticking to it. It's been a struggle. But I've been sticking to it. Mm-hmm. No rice, no bread, which has been the hardest part because I love bread.
The bread.
Girl.
The rice.
Everything. Cakes.
All my weaknesses.
All that. I can't even have... Oh, I haven't eaten pizza in like 3 weeks now. It's been horrible.
Oh, my God. I'm not a big pizza person.
I am. I love my pizza.
But I like to just have my bagels in the morning. I like my bread. I like my peanut butter sandwiches.
Woo! Well, I've had coffee. Peanut butter for the whole sandwich. Just peanut butter.
Yeah, with my coffee. Oh, my God. My rice. Rice is an addiction for me.
Oh, girl. But I don't miss it. I don't miss it. Now that I've been doing this for 3 weeks and I've gone from my 260, I am now at 236.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
Yay, thank you. But it feels good. It feels super good. Like, I feel more energy. I feel more alive. I feel more happy. I feel more determined because I set a goal and I'm doing something about it. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm seeing the results, it feels amazing, you know? Like, it feels great.
You look great, too. Oh, and then by you doing it, you seem happy. So, I'm sure you're, like, energized and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always happy. But by you doing it, I think I'm going to, like, jump on that wagon because I've gained, like, extra weight. I've been just gaining weight lately. A whole lot of it. I was never a skinny person.
You're just eating good, girl. You're eating too good.
I've just been eating, and then like sitting in the office all day.
That's the hard part.
That doesn't work out.
Because you don't work at the job number where you're constantly walking and moving.
Yeah, where I'm constantly walking. So now I'm sitting down all day. So just like... Just
and
piling
eating,
up.
Yep.
I'm piling
Well, that's
up.
What happened with me at the call center I work at because I would eat. I would sit down all day and then you just start eating. You're just, you can't do nothing but eat and
you're
talk
just,
on
like,
these phones.
Away. Yep. That's what I'm doing. What I'm just snacking away. Snacks. So I have my coworker. She's like always eating like oatmeal, you know, her like bars and apples and everything. And then I'm always coming to work. Is it I come to work with some. A burger. I come to work with some Chipotle, my bowl of Chipotle or Pollo Tropical or food that I cook from here, and it's always rice. And then she's like, girl,
you're eating
like,
good. You're eating
that
too
food,
good.
She's like, girl, that food smells so good, but sitting here all day and just eating all that stuff, that thing's gonna pile up, and then my neck is about to disappear.
Shut up.
Randy, my neck is disappearing.
Well, I got my neck back.
Yes.
Not for you. But listen, it is hard. I will say it's been hard. I mean, there are days when I just want to stuff my face in a cake and just eat it. But you find ways. I told you in our private conversation, that like when I went out to Dave & Buster's, I had, instead of french fries, I had broccoli, steamed broccoli.
Yeah.
And then I had a regular burger, but instead of the bread, the burger was wrapped in lettuce. Mm-hmm. So it was a lettuce wrapped burger, but it still had the bacon, the cheese, everything. Yeah. I didn't have ketchup because I don't like ketchup. Mm-hmm. But it was still amazing, you know? So like you have to look into it. Because I feel you would benefit because you don't have to work out with it.
I am.
You just got to eat good and eat as it tells you to eat.
Yeah, and then like also the workout too, I'm going to like gradually like jump into that because I do have a membership that I'm paying for and I'm not going to the gym.
Even if you just go for like 20 minutes, get on the treadmill for 20 minutes. Set a little goal a day. Like today I'm going to go to the gym and I'm just going to run on the treadmill for 20 minutes. Accomplish that goal and with that alone, you're going to feel good because then you're going to set it again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then if you do it for a full week, then next week, today I'm doing 30 minutes, you know, and gradually move up with it and just, but instead of 30 minutes, I'm going to do 1 hour today.
Yeah.
And just set little goals. I always say the best thing to do to make yourself feel like you're accomplishing something every day, just set one goal for the day. It doesn't have to be a big goal. It could be having to call a bill collector because you need to pay a bill, but you keep putting it off.
Yeah.
Make that a goal today. My one goal today is to call them and pay my bill. Mm-hmm. Or my goal today is to go finally to Walmart and buy that shirt I need for work. You know, like set a goal a day and you'll start feeling accomplished every day because you're getting something done every day.
Okay, so I'm just going to wait after the holiday.
Oh, and I oop.
And I oop. And I'm gonna get to it because I really like, I'm starting to feel the weight. I'm starting to feel the weight, even with breathing. Yeah. It's like, it's hard. Like, yeah, sleeping at night is hard. So, you know, I go up steps, like 5 steps, and I'm already like...
Girl, I know that struggle, because that was me. I ran up the stairs one day, and I was like... I remember I recorded one video just walking, and my friend was like, Randy, why is you breathing so hard? I said, girl, because I'm fat.
Yeah, and then they're like, you're taking pictures, and like, you look huge in those pictures. Like, all of that stuff is like really getting to me, so I'm gonna get on the right track.
We're gonna be skinny legends together.
Yes, we are.
Because I'm already a skinny legend, baby. I'm
yes,
a skinny.
You are, honey. I can see that collarbone, honey.
Oh, it pops out.
It's like
pops
popping out. Out.
It's popping out. Skinny legends. Hosting your new podcast. Oh, that's it. We're not the Green Light Chat no more. We are now the Skinny Legend Podcast. If anybody steals that from this point on, I will sue, because this is recording we made that title up. You need to access for permission. But besides that, I'm getting ready for the holidays. I did all my Christmas shopping today. I have like 3-4 more gifts I need to buy next week for family members and stuff like that. So... But besides that, getting that stuff out the way, because my family's going to be out of town, so it's going to be my first Christmas without my family. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go, me and my husband are going to go to the movies, we're going to have a nice dinner, we're going to, you know, it's going to be nice, it's going to be chill.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good.
Chill, small. And now I'm going to come here for New Year's and have a Green Light Chat New Year's drunk wasted with you.
Green Light Chat party. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be us. We're going to be chilling.
How's your Christmas shopping going?
Last year was my, I don't know, kind of like, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to go crazy on no Christmas shopping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I have 2 god babies. I'm going to get them a gift. And that's pretty much it. I really just like, it's just for the kids.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It's just for the kids. Like, grown up, to me, I feel like it's a waste of money.
We have everything we need.
Yeah, giving a grown up a gift. So, not doing it. And I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, my Christmas shopping was mainly for my 2 nieces, my 2 nephews, my brother with his 3 sons, because they're my older nephews. So with them, I'm just going to give them some cash because they came out with what they want. Mm-hmm. And then my godson, mm-hmm. I got him a gift. I got his brother a gift. And my goddaughter, I got her the cutest freaking outfits in the world. Like, I cannot wait to see her wear it. And then I got her brother pair of outfits too.
Yeah.
You know, because all their parents buy them all the toys. I'm going to buy you clothes.
Yeah.
You know, I know. And parents appreciate that. Oh, they love it. They love it. The kids may not love it, mm-hmm. but when they wear it, they look cute. Who got you that outfit?
Yeah, and it lasts
you're
a long time.
Exactly. So, but I got them all clothes. So, and they're cute outfits. It's not like some low hand-me-down type. You know, no. I got them cute clothes, cute shirts and stuff like that. But yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for the holidays. It's going to be chill, off work, relax, enjoy it, and come here for New Year's and welcome the new year with you. And we get shit face drunk. We'll post some videos to our story.
There's nothing like it.
But yeah, so I mean, but it's been a good week. It's been, you know, it's been good, just relaxing and all that. So
it's been great. Yeah. And then I had, you know, I had some stuff with like my grandma in the hospital and all that stuff. You know, dealing with family, you know, people are getting older, they needing more attention and all of that stuff. So it's just like some of the stuff that I've just been dealing with. Mm-hmm. But besides that, that's it. I've just been going to work and come home, do my thing and, you know, work on, you know, the business with my husband. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of projects coming up next year.
Yes, we do.
I can't wait, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But we're going to take a break right now and we'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to the Green Light Chat. So it is that time where we're now gonna do our green light, red light. And today the questions are brought to you by Dia. So like this usually goes, it's gonna be 5 questions. Uh-huh. We'll discuss whether we are for it. Against it or undecisive. So we'll give it a green light, red light, or a yellow light.
A yellow light.
So question number one.
So question number one is, would you rather eat pork or chicken for a whole month?
Chicken. as much as I love pork, I mean, I love pork, especially the skin that they, you know, cook it real crunchy. But doesn't pork take longer to digest in you?
It does.
So I think I would feel very heavy eating so much pork, and I would feel sick by like 2 weeks after it. I think for the first week, I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it because I love pork.
But after that, that's it.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with chicken, just because chicken digest is easier, I guess, compared to pork. Yeah. And you can season it. And, you know, if you cook it right, you can grill it, fry it. So there's ways.
There's ways to.
So green light to the chicken.
Yeah, me too. Green light to chicken. That was easy, right?
Yeah, that was good. I like that one. No, but I like that one. Okay. Question number two.
I wrote this one, but I already know what it's going to be. I don't even know if I should even ask.
No, ask. You wrote it. You want to ask it.
iPhone or Android?
Okay, so I will say I had an Android first. I didn't switch to iPhone until like the iPhone 5. I'm going to say green light to the iPhone because I do love my iPhone. I got the new one now. But I will say Android does have a lot more cool features in it, and you can personalize the phone a lot more than you can with an iPhone. Yes, but I'm an Apple guy. What about you?
Same thing too, because I had Androids for a couple years, and there was so much I can do with an Android. When it comes to like work, like business and everything, there's a lot of stuff you can do with it. Majority of the apps were just free.
That's
what I really enjoy.
That part.
And for some reason, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's my phone, but I used to take better pictures with Android for some reason.
Are you thinking of going back to an Android?
No, I really like the iPhone.
Okay. No. So.
So, no. Green light to the iPhone.
Question number three.
Dang. I put down some easy stuff, but it's okay.
No, it's fine.
So, okay. Do you rather hot water or cold water?
I love hot showers. I love jacuzzi. So I love hot water.
Uh-huh.
But because of my weight journey and stuff like that, and I've heard that taking cold showers at night is more beneficial to you, especially if you had like a long stressful day, if you're working out and you're constantly eating, being, you know, doing good. Cold showers actually have a lot of benefits, and I, for one, for the last about 2 months, every night and every day I take a cold shower. So the morning I wake up, take a cold shower, it wakes me up.
Yeah.
And then at night, I do start off with a hot shower just to ease into it at night when I get home from work and working out. But then I'll let the hot water run for about 10 seconds and then I blast it on cold, and it wakes me up again. I take a good cold shower and I go to bed feeling cold and nice and I feel relaxed. So I'm going to say green light to cold showers.
Green light to cold showers. I mean, I like to take cold showers sometimes. Normally when I take a hot shower, I end it with a semi-cold shower.
Okay.
But I really do enjoy my hot showers. So I would say, although there's a lot of benefits with the cold water, so I'll give a green light to my hot shower.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Question number four.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Yeah.
Even though the tea you made for me that one time was really good, I will say coffee.
Yeah.
I'm not a big tea person.
Yeah.
And I know tea is supposed to be really good for you, and there's certain teas for certain things, but I've never been into tea. No, I don't like it too much. No, so easy for me.
Easy for you.
I'll give a green light to my coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, me too, coffee. I like tea sometimes, and tea has a lot of, you know, benefits in it, but like the coffee, I just love the coffee. The only thing I don't like about coffee is the staining of the teeth.
If you drink it too much.
I drink it a lot.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to have coffee every day.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah.
So you better keep brushing. You better
my teeth.
You better keep running.
In orange.
They look white to me, girl. You is fine. Just keep brushing.
I make sure I brush my teeth morning, day, and night.
So green light to the coffee.
Okay. Some easy questions.
No, it's fun. They're cute. This is just to be fun. I love this.
Okay, so radio or TV?
Ooh, that is a good one. Radio or TV?
Radio or TV?
I'm going to say radio. I do love TV and I love watching shows and stuff like that, movies, but with how busy my life is right now, you know, I would have said TV if I was younger. But now with how busy I am and the fact that I love to do this, and I'm always on my phone listening to my Apple Music, I'm going to say radio. I can listen to music. I can listen to other podcasts. You know, there's a lot of benefits to radio-wise. You know what I mean? Driving in the car, you put on the radio, listen to your radio show. You know, listen to... So, yeah. That's easy for me. Yeah, radio to green light. Radio to green light. Green light to the radio.
Green light to the radio. I would say so, too. If I was younger, I was like... I used to like watching TV all the time. But the older I get, I, you know... like tuning more to the radio. I like to listen to the music. I like to listen to the news.
Yeah.
You know, in the morning when I'm driving, even when I'm at home, I turn on the radio, listen to music, put me in a good vibe. So, I mean, TV, it's, I don't really watch TV that much. That's why sometimes I feel like I'm living under a rock. Because people be telling me, you watch this show, you watch this show, this show.
No, girl, no. No.
So I would
I've heard this song.
Yes, but I will give green light to radio.
Okay, so there we go. That was our green light, red light, and we'll be right back. Hey, and welcome back, everybody. So we are now going to pick up where we left off last podcast, where we talked about toxic relationships, but with friends. And, you know, we did discuss where, you know, people don't change. People put on a persona where they become less afraid to be themselves. And, you know, somebody says they're not going to change and they're doing it once, they do it twice, they do it again and again and again. There's a lot of friends out there who act like they want the best for you, but are secretly hoping for the worst. They act like they support you, but are trash talking you behind your back. So
secretly in competition with you. You know, they're trying to up everything you're trying to do in life. They're trying to up it.
And not everybody's like that. So of course, you know, be truly be thankful and blessed for those who you have in your life that are really there for a reason and are going to be by your side through it all. But you know, before you consider someone a best friend or that's my ride or die, really make sure you know the person and are 100% confident, because people can surprise you at any minute.
They like, have their ways.
Like right now, Dia, you're officially out of this podcast.
You know what? With one eye open.
Okay, so today we're going to get into toxic relationships, family. Now, I know you have a lot to say. So I'm going to hand this over to you, my dear.
Well, it's not that I have a lot to say, but, you know, it's life. We all are dealing with it. You know, you have your family you're dealing with. I have my family I'm dealing with. Plus, I have, like, you know, friends that are dealing with their families and so on.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of things I see that really, like, you know, damage, like, you know, relationship between you and your family. What I'm gonna say about this is I feel like the older generation, their mind, some of them have a very closed mind, you know, and as you grow, as they grow, they don't change. You're changing, but they don't change. Especially with the generation that we're living in right now, we're open to so many things. We're now more free to express how we feel. We can talk about depression. We can talk about, you know, the stuff that we're going through in life and our feelings. We're more open and people are more open to listen to us and, you know, give us a shoulder to cry on. You know, me, I would say, growing up in my environment and being like a Haitian, Haitian parents, they're very, everything is private. Everything is private. They don't talk to their kids in the house to let them know what they're going through themselves. So they keep everything inside. And I guess it's dealing with their families as well, their parents, which have the same mentality.
Yeah, because you how you're raised is what you're going to raise.
Yeah, it's what you're going to raise your kids.
They're going to raise their kids the same way they were raised.
So, like me being the age that I am right now, when I'm thinking about it, I feel like, okay, maybe like mine didn't know any better, you know? So they knew what they knew. So they did what they could. You know, at the moment, yeah. And they're human beings. They have feelings. They had a life way before me. So it's like I grew up dealing with not being able to express yourself. You can't express your feelings. You can't have any feelings. You can't be going through anything. You can't be upset. You know. Around them, you basically have to be this robot.
That's so opposite from mine, because we were able to be emotional. I was able to go to my mom crying. No. Now, granted, I went through a lot more emotions, and because I was figuring out who I was as a kid, and I knew my parents knew I was different. So, thankfully, we had so much freedom to express ourselves, our emotions, how we felt. My mom, when she would go through stuff that were grown up issues, mm-hmm. You know, you normally don't tell your kids, mm-hmm. but my mom always. With it as I'd be like, hey guys, I'm not trying to stress you, but I need you to know as a family what we're going through, where we're at right now. So if you ask me for something and I can't give it to you, don't be mad. It's not that I don't want to get it. This is what mommy's going through right now.
Good for you. At least you had your mom to tell you that.
Yeah.
So now you have an understanding of, okay, I know if I need this, my mom doesn't have it, so I'm not going to, you know, but I didn't have that. I didn't have my mom expressing how she felt like what she was going through, you know, she had issues, she couldn't pay a bill, you know, we had financial issue. Like, I didn't know those things. She gave me the things that I wanted, not everything, but I had the stuff that I needed, you know, to survive.
Yeah.
You know, I had a roof, I had food, I had clothes, you know, you got to make sure you go to school, and you were just there to just be seen and not to be heard. So I couldn't express my feelings. I couldn't say no. I don't want to do this. I couldn't, you know, it just, and then when you grow up, you still have that mentality where it's hard for you to stand up for yourself, mm-hmm. because you were trained not to, you know?
Yeah.
So I tell myself, if I ask my son for to do something and he's like, no, mom, no, I'm not doing it. That's okay. He could tell me no, because I want him to tell me no.
You're going
to
do
it. Yeah, he's going to do it.
You can tell me no.
I'm his mother. But I want him to express himself to me,
yeah.
because I don't want him to go out there and then people are walking all over him. Like, okay, do this, do that. Like he's a do boy and it's okay for him to do it.
Yeah.
So with me growing up, it kind of damaged. I don't know if I could call this being around toxic.
It's not so much toxic. I mean, it's a way that you were raised and how your mom was raised. So she raised you the way she knew from what she was.
Yeah.
What she learned growing up.
Yes.
Now so let's bring it to this subject. So you were raised that way. We have opposites. You know, I was raised where I had a lot of freedom and I was able to express myself. You were more. Keep your shit to yourself. I don't want to hear it. Be happy that you have a roof, food, and clothes.
Yes.
Okay. So that does play a role, though, in the personal relationship with your mom. Now, I would say me and my mom growing up, I was the dark horse in the family because I had a different mindset. I knew I was different. I saw things in a different way. I was a little bit, I will say, more responsible than any of my family members in a lot of ways. So it was hard for us to kind of be on the same page because I saw things in a different way. My mind worked differently. And so I wouldn't understand why they were the way they were with money and paying things last minute. Why not just pay it when it's due instead of before it's due mm-hmm. versus when it's actually due at mm-hmm. the last minute?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why wait to clean your room in 2 weeks when you can just clean it out and get out the way? You know, like there was things that
mm-hmm.
my mindset was very different with. I will say growing up, I don't know if it was intentionally or not, but I always felt like with one of my uncles, everything was a competition where if my dad bought a brand new car, he had to buy a better car than that one. If my dad got a a bigger raise, he found a way to get a raise at his job. If my dad did this, he always upped us. You know, he was always trying to up us. And it was my mom's brother. So, I mean, I will give him his kudos because he has changed a lot. I don't have a good relationship with him, but he has changed a lot as a human and as a man. So kudos to him for that. But growing up, you know, again, I don't know if it was what he meant to show, but it's what he showed. And I always found that so toxic. He was never my favorite uncle to go to, just because it always felt like a competition. You know what I mean? And it's like, why am I competing with my family? We're supposed to be supporting each other, you know, going for each other. Now, me and my mom did have a rough patch growing up where, because I was in a different place, I was, you know, I was trying to figure out who I was.
And that's all of us.
And I will say a big, big factor that worked there with me and my mom was a lot of money problems. Because, again, I was more responsible with my money. I was more uptight about my money and more... like, oh, this has to do this, that. I can't spend this money because of this. This has to get paid first and la, la, la. But my mom would be like, no, just let me go out, have fun. And the bills are going to, I'll find a way to get the bills paid. But I don't like that stress.
Yeah.
But they like it. So whatever, kudos to them. But, you know, but we're in a better place now. But we did have a lot of issues growing up because of that. There was one time when we got into a fight, me and my mom, about something. My car had broken down. I lost my credit card. I needed gas money. I asked her to help me. Just a few weeks before, she had helped my sister or my brother with kind of the same situation. But when I needed the help, she was too busy to come for me. And then one day we got into a fight where she tried throwing in my face, oh, when your friends need you, you're always there on hand for all your little friends. But when I need you, your family needs you, you're not there for us.
But then I threw
up my mom's face. I was like, well, you weren't there though when I needed you that day. My friend was. Oh, girl, that my mom was like, First of all, you can move on the floor. Like, we got into heavy. But because of that, it took a good minute before we hashed it out.
Yeah.
But I would say that was a big stepping stone in working our problems out. And even before that, my mom knew when she was going through stuff, I was someone she would come to. My mom has told me a lot of secret things, she has confessed to me a lot of things that she's thought about doing, you know, not pretty things either. And she always comes in because she knows I'm going to give her that good advice, and I'm going to encourage her and let her know that, hey, you don't ever think you fail as a mother, because you haven't. You've given us more than a lot of parents have. But, you know, we do have different relationships. You know, I'm not you. I'm not going to be you. Yeah. I'm going
to
be me.
And that's what they fail to understand. Like, they fail to understand that we have our own personality. We're our own, you know.
We're based off them. But we're going to find ourselves.
We're going to find ourselves. So it just, I don't know. Then I got to a point where I felt like I needed to be heard. Like, I needed my voice to be heard. I stopped taking shit from people. You know, if any of them, my relative in the family, say something, bitch, I'm talking back.
Yeah.
And I got slapped so many times.
But
you
let your voice be heard.
But I let my voice be heard. And I remember one time my brother was saying something to my older sister, not the two oldest, and my sister, again, being raised not saying anything, so she wasn't saying anything, but I felt like, okay, I need to defend her. So I start telling him how I feel to stop talking to her that way. Oh, my mom slapped me so hard I saw birds. I saw little twinkle. She slapped me so hard for defending my sister, because my sister is the type of person, she's not going to go back and forth because she doesn't know how to.
So let me ask you, why did your mom not defend her then? Your mom just didn't care, or did she feel it was not her place or nobody's place?
It's not that she didn't. I don't know if she cared or not. You know, with my brother, I guess she spoils. My brother's a little spoiled when it comes to my mom.
Is he the baby?
No, he's not the baby. He is like the third.
So she treats him like the baby.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, so he felt like, but he kind of acts as if he's the oldest in the family.
He gets away with murder.
Yeah, he gets away with murder. So she felt like it was okay for him to just, you know, say anything he wanted to say to my sister. But I felt like, okay, she's like older, like, show a little respect.
Respect her.
So I felt the need to defend her.
Yeah.
And then I got slapped for it, you know. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I said what I had to say.
But you heard me.
Yes.
I saw the birds, I said what I had to say. Yeah. See, I felt that way with my siblings.
Yeah. So I'm the one, like, right now, I'm the type of person where if you say something to me, like, I'm always on guard. Like, when I'm around my family, I'm always on guard. My ears are like this. If I hear something, remotely. If you say something sideways, I'm flipping.
Alert.
Yeah, I'm flipping because I'm just tired of the, you can't say nothing. I can say whatever I want to say to you. You can't say nothing. Keep your mouth shut.
Not with me.
That's not going to happen with me. You know?
That was a big thing with my siblings because we would get into it and I was never afraid to say what I had to say. They would whoop my ass.
Yeah.
But y'all heard my voice.
Yeah. And then, I keep my distance too. You know, it's been a lot of stuff that happened over the years. And then now I'm just like, you know, trying to live my life. I keep my distance. You know, we see each other when we see each other on holidays and all of that stuff. We text each other to check on each other. And that's, you know, and then we just keep our distance, you know, because
that's the reality. Babe. Yeah. Unfortunately, not everything is perfect.
Yeah. That's just what it is. But, as far as, like, you know, the toxic side is,
Do you, like, do you feel like you have a toxic relationship with your mom? Do you feel like you had one? You've overcome it? Are you getting better at it?
We're getting better. We're in a better space now. Now I'm able to express myself to her. We did like a therapy session one time and I was able to open up. Yeah, I was able to open up and tell her, you know, how I feel. This is the reason why I feel that way. This is what happened. You know, I felt like you didn't do this, you didn't do that, but we're at a better place now. She's getting a better understanding of respecting our feelings, knowing that we're adults and we're human beings and we're not her.
Yeah.
So she's getting a better understanding of that. She still have her old ways. You can't You can't help that. That's not going to change. Yeah. But we're in a better place, I would say.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But as far as like what I would say that's like toxic when it comes to family, to me is not supporting not supporting your goals or your dreams, or if you
just talking shit,
just or if you decide, okay, let's say you wake up one day and you decide you want to be a dentist, right? And to me, what I feel like the worst thing you can do to somebody is tell them you want to be a dentist. You can't be no dentist. That right there, you already did like damage
those words
to the brain,
because you're
damaged to the brain because you're completely discouraging that person from even putting a step forward.
It's okay to say in your head, oh, that's a bad move, that damn is a dentist. I will word it in the sense that if you, my sister came to me and said, right now I'm gonna go to school, I'm gonna be a dentist, and I didn't think she would be able to be good at it, I mean, I'm gonna be like, well, I mean, go for it, give it your all.
Yes.
And make sure you go at it hard, because it's not easy. In my head, I'm going to be like, girl, you ain't going to do shit. I don't believe you can do it. But I'm not going to go there and be like, a dentist, girl? What? Really?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be more like, well, I mean, it's your life. Make your choice. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're doing what you really want to do, because that's time and money that you're not going to get back.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just like, you know, little stuff like that, you know, it just like discourage you.
Yeah.
To move forward.
I would say my biggest toxic relationship with my family was with my little brother. And I've always loved that little brother, and he means the world to me. And even when he was going through some dark times, I was still there for him and always be there for him. I'm his number one fan. But my toxic relationship with him came because he is the baby of the family. He got away with murder and everything. And I always felt like, as I got older and I was figuring out myself, my mom didn't find a way to really connect with me because I was going through a lot personally in my own head, that me seeing her baby my little brother made me so jealous. I mean, I got to a point one time where I asked my mom for something and she said no, but my little brother got it. And I took this little suitcase that my brother had of his CDs and I broke some of them and I stood on them. And I did it rebelliously because, like, well, mommy's gonna buy you all of the ones you want to get anyway. And I got my CDs taken away from me, and I got in trouble for it. And I was like, no, like, I hate this family. But I just remember that with him, because he was the baby, he got everything, and we didn't connect till a couple of years in, later in life.
Yeah.
But I always saw him like, oh, he's the baby, he gets everything he wants. We went to the store one day back when CDs were popular. And I joke about this now, but back then it really like made me feel like I'm nothing to them, because
yeah.
We went to a Walmart, we all bought some like CDs, we got to choose some CDs, right? And other time they used to have like CD singles with two songs. So my sister and my brother get like a full album, and so then the group that I loved, the album was out there, and I was like, oh, I want the album. My mom was like, no, they had the single, get the single.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I get the two song CD while my sister and my brother like get a full album. But literally, that's what happened.
Wow.
And I didn't understand why. I understood later that it was because my mom had promised my sister and my brother the CDs they were going to get, and she had planned to take them shopping. I, at the last minute, was home and ended up going with them. And so my mom had him budget for me to get a full album, you know? But she, you know, being me little, she wasn't going to explain me what was going on with her money.
So it felt like she was being mean.
Yes. So for a while, I would throw that in her face. For a good while, I would throw it in my mom's face. So you remember that one time where you took them shopping?
I can't do it.
No, dead ass, because I felt like that was unfair.
I had a single.
So, but I will say that one day I was just in the floor. This is like probably like a month or two after that situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the floor in the living room, and I'm drawing, and I'm hearing the single. Just see, because mm-hmm. I have all my CDs. But I remember I was listening mm-hmm. to that particular CD single uh-huh. at the time, because I like the songs. And I'm just drawing in my little notebook that I have. And my mom gets home from the store. And what does she do? She hands me over not one, but two full albums that I wanted.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like she was like, here you go, puppy. I just got these for you.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I was like,
what? She made it up to you.
Yeah, no, she did. Yeah. But it was situations like that that made me feel not connected to her. Mm-hmm. Because it was always like, I guess she knew I had a strong mentality. Mm-hmm. She knew my mind would understand why she was doing things, and then I would appreciate what she made up for it later. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, you don't see it that way at that moment.
You don't see it that way.
So I always resented my little brother for certain things like that, and my sister, my mom, because it's like, mm-hmm. fuck, like, just because I was more mature about things, like, I have to be the one mm-hmm. to be put at the last. Yeah. You know, like, Brandy, it's okay. You know, in 2 months, I'm going to get you the full set that you want. But right now, just take the pillow.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, okay. Let me take the pillow, not the full blanket, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it did put me in a mindset
where...
So you
didn't feel like you were, really in an equal place with the other ones.
I did not feel equal. Next time, especially to my older brothers, because those are also her babies. The two, mm-hmm. their twins were her first kids, mm-hmm. and they got away with everything. Now, I used to rebel and act bad and get them in trouble, because when I would get them in trouble, they would get their asses beat. Girl, and my mom, when she beat your ass, she beat your ass.
Sure.
Listen, and they would come out the living room, like back to the living room, and I'll just be there like, don't make me cry again.
I can't deal with you. You're
I was real petty. But we've laughed about this now. We talked. I remember one time my brother got this ass open so bad over a lie. Because he pissed me off, and I said, I'm gonna tell my man, I'm gonna get you in trouble. And I did. He got his ass handed to him. And he came out to the delivery. He's like, I fucking hate you right now. I'm just like, don't make me make it happen again.
Don't get another ass.
Don't get another ass open. But years later, like with my mom, and we're all like having a dinner, we talked up, and we're just laughing, like, wow, Randy, you're so fucking petty. Like, you know? But I will say, I'm thankful that we are in a better place now. But I mean, it wasn't always like that. I mean, me and my brothers, I would say it took years after high school for us to really connect and find, like, I mean, they love me, I love uh-huh. them, but you don't have to like them.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to like me, mm-hmm. you know? They were there for me because they're my brother, and they knew mm-hmm. they would die for me and I would die for them, mm-hmm. but we didn't have a bond.
Yeah.
And it took years, and finally, you know, we're at a good place where I'll go to my brother and I'll be like, I love you, brother. He'll be like, I love you too, my sister. You know, we can joke around like that.
Yes, yes.
My little brother and I were much better. That is my number one person, that is my best friend, that is my heart. That boy I would die for. Mm-hmm. And then my sister, our bond has truly blossomed. Me and my sister used to get into fist fight. We used to just go at it.
That's how it is, like, growing up.
But we're in a better place now. And I always say, even though we got in fist fight and I resent her, I've always looked up to her because when my mom was working two jobs, she was the woman in the house cooking, cleaning, being there for helping us with our
homework. It's just like my brother too. Like my brother like raised me. Like he was my dad. He did everything for me, buy me clothes, take care of my school stuff. Like he took care of me. Now I never felt unloved. They always showed me love. Like I was, you know, important and everything. She's
so misunderstood or not hurt.
It's just like, and you know what? But now I understand the reason why she raised us this way. I get it.
It takes years.
Yes.
It takes years.
It takes a lot of years
before you understand.
So I was like, she did what she knew. And I was like, okay. And then she stuck in her ways. It is what it is. And just going to have to accept her for who she is. You know, now I understand. But
so if you feel, because one thing I always see on Facebook, and I always see the post constantly, the one that says, even if they're your family, if they're toxic, you push them away. It's okay to push them away. A lot of people debate that, oh, they may be toxic, but they're still your family. You have to keep them around. I believe that if your family is toxic and they're no good for you, and like our stories where there's no growth in the relationship, where it just stays toxic. Because regardless of what form of toxic it was, we had toxic relationships. It wasn't horrible, but we did have some toxic relationships because we weren't in the same page. We were misunderstanding, being misjudged. Your voice wasn't heard. I was treated differently from, you know, it's toxic because it's not good for your mindset. So luckily for you and I, our relationships have blossomed. We've grown. We, you know, we're in a better place now where we're working towards a healthy relationship. Yeah. But do you feel if somebody is not changing their ways and it just stays repeatedly the same way and it's toxic, do you still keep them around because of your family? Or do you just have to say, hey, just out of my life?
You know, they're around, but I give them 100 feet. Like, I just stay away.
Yeah.
That's just it. I see you when I see you. You can't keep them close. Like, for what? So you can damage me some more?
Yeah.
So I don't keep them close. I just give them their distance. Just because you're family, that doesn't mean I should keep you around. Like, for what? Now, my siblings and my mom, like, we're like this, you know, although there is some toxic in it. And I have a younger brother. He completely like gave everybody 10 feet, you know, from dealing, you know, with the issues in the family.
Yeah.
So he kind of like stay away. Like with me, I'm just like, you know, this is my family. So I'm just holding on. But at the end of the day, I make myself hurt. You hear me. When I say something, I say something. If I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it. If I speak my mind,
you're going to hear my mind.
You're going to hear it. And that's it. Yeah. So they kind of understand how I am right now. So everybody's very like, you know, let's
back off. Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe if you're toxic and you're not good for me, you don't need to be in my life.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, the whole point is, you know, if you're not going to grow, we all start off with relationships based on how we're raised, because our parents are going to raise us how they know. Now, at that moment, it's up for the parents to either decide to start their own way of raising us or be stuck in their ways. Mm-hmm. Now, if things are bad at the beginning and as you get older, you can't find a common ground and things just get worse and worse, and you just have an awful relationship with your siblings or your mother, whoever, your dad. And if it's toxic, then yeah, I agree. Throw them away.
Yeah, stay away.
Stay away. You don't have, you know, you're my mom. You gave me life. I appreciate and I love that because you gave me that. Mm-hmm. But if we have no bond and all we do is fight, we're nasty to each other. Mm-hmm. Why do I need you around? Mm-hmm. Why do I want you around? Mm-hmm. No, just because you're my mom does not mean I have to like you. I love you. You are my mom. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to like you.
Yeah.
I don't need you in my life.
That's it.
But if we grow and become better and admit to our flaws and our faults in the relationship, and we can grow and become better from it, then okay, let's, you know, let's keep that relationship. Let's make sure we keep going in the right direction. And you know, be my mom. You know, mm-hmm. it's never too late to be my mom. You just got to put in the work. You might have been a horrible mom at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then later on in life, you start making up for it. Then thank you. Mm-hmm. Now that you're making up for it, let's enjoy what we didn't have.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
It's never too late.
Because tomorrow is not promised. Yeah. And if I could have one full day, if I had an awful relationship with anybody in my family all my life, and I knew that they were going to die tomorrow, but today we spent it together laughing, loving each other. Mm-hmm. Then that's how I'm gonna remember you.
Your kids are very important. Your kids are very important to you.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, your kids are always gonna be there. Now, there's some kids, they just, you know, doing their own thing. But your kids are always going to be there. Yeah. So, you know, whatever, you know, your child wants to do, support them. You know, don't...
Even if you don't believe in it, just let them live their dream.
You know what the worst thing somebody can do to you? Let's say you know how to make a white cup. You say, hey, look at this white cup I made. Isn't it awesome? And it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. But I don't like to drink out of white cups. Here comes a stranger come up and say, look at this white cup I made. They're like, oh my God, this white cup is so fucking awesome. You made that? Yeah. It's so beautiful. I'm going to start drinking out of a white cup.
Yeah.
And they do that right in front of your face. Yeah.
You get supported by strangers more than you do by your own family or your own friends.
Yeah. They over here whooping and hollering over somebody else's white cup. And then you're like, damn, I just made a white cup. You didn't act like that for it.
Yeah. No, it's true. Big fact.
They don't understand. And I have people in my family that does that.
That's a form of being toxic.
Yes.
Because it's damaging to your soul.
Yes.
And your ambition to keep going forward and doing better things.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Ooh, child.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we just got to weed out the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can blossom a relationship that's worth keeping mm-hmm. with what we have, then mm-hmm. we go for it.
Go for it. Let your kids express how they feel to you.
Yes.
That's how you train them to be able to defend themselves in this real world out here.
It's true.
You know? So if I can't say no to my mom, then I can't say no to anybody. So anybody going to walk all over me.
Yeah.
And that's shit's going
to
happen.
You got to teach everybody to have their
backbone. And you're going to have a damaged kid.
Yeah. You got to teach everybody to have their backbone, be able to stand up for themselves and be heard, but also understand that there's a time and place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they're toxic, throw them away.
Throw them in the trash.
But if you feel you can work it out, then work it out.
Your parents are always going to be your parents.
Yeah.
Family is always going to be family. But if you're putting in 100% of effort and they're putting in none, then just stay away. And that's just what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, what else can we say? Else to say?
This topic we can go on
for hours.
But I know, like, you know, our time is limited.
So we'll end that. I mean, that was a good conversation.
It was a good conversation.
It's good.
We can always piggyback and...
We will. We definitely will. Because, I mean, there are some deeper things that we will get into.
Yeah.
That's later on.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, we got the base of it. Toxic relationships, family or friends. If it's toxic, it's toxic. Get rid of it.
And
if you can find that the relationship can grow and mm-hmm. blossom, be better and beneficial...
Exactly.
Then work on it.
Yes. And if you are a toxic person, you need to pray. You need to work on yourself. Okay,
because yeah,
you don't know what the damage that you're doing to someone. Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself what you're doing wrong to your family.
Yeah.
Be a nice person. Be a good human being for once in your life.
A decent human being.
Support your family. Support your child, your brother and your sister. Support them no matter what, even though they're crappy at what they do.
Well, on that note, guys. This is Randy.
And this is Dia.
And we love you here at the Greenlight Chat.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
It's been a great year.
It's been a great year to the Greenlight Chat. Oh my God, the New Year's is right around the corner. Christmas, right around the corner. You know, you guys have fun and enjoy it. One life to live. Be safe. And
remember, when the light turns green, everything is a go. Hey guys, it's Randy.
This is Dia.
And we just want to give you a little special message. We do want to say thank you to everybody who has been listening, commenting, spreading the word, supporting us. it means so much to us. This started a few months ago, something very new to both of us, something that we're passionate about, we're excited about. And just to see the support and the fact that we've done almost like a full season, and the year is about to end, and we're gonna go on a little hiatus for the next month. You know, we're ending the 2019 with this season, and we'll be back with season two in 2020. And we do have so many big things coming up. Yes, we promise
you. So much stuff, you know, going on right now that we're planning to do. We're so excited, and we're so appreciative of everybody who just listening and giving us their feedback, and we really appreciate the support. It means so much to us.
It does. It's you know, we're not huge yet.
We're not,
but we're gonna be huge.
Just as long as you guys just keep supporting us, showing us love, and we're gonna show the same love in return. Yes. And we're gonna have a lot of things coming up.
Yes,
and
2020 we have a few things coming up. We're doing silent moves, you know.
You have to crawl before you walk. And you know, we're like two humble people.
We're learning to walk right now.
Exactly.
And next year we're going to learn how to run, babe. We're going to run.
But I just love the love, and I love the support, you know, from you know, people we don't know, people who we do know. So it just, you know, it feels good.
It does. It feels great. And I'm going to miss having our Sundays chatting for the next month or so, but I'm going to keep seeing you anyway. It's not like I'm not going to see you. We're going to get crunk anyway, but I'm excited for what's going to come for next year.
I'm excited to show everybody. If you're listening now, if you haven't listened, go back to, you know, from the beginning, and, you know, just have fun with, if you're cleaning, cooking and all of that stuff.
Driving,
have
a good time. Sleeping, making a drug deal, having sex. If you're
a drive-by,
you know, like you're shooting. But in the background, you hear me and Nia just laughing, talking shit. You know, man, who's that? I know, but what were they listening to? You know, if you're out there, you know, pleasuring yourself, you know, to our beautiful voices, that's okay too.
I can't do it.
Whatever you're doing, the green light chat is for every occasion.
Yeah, so, you know, go back and listen to our episodes, and, you know, just have a good time, you know,
keep
with
spreading
us.
The word.
Exactly.
Keep leaving comments, likes, reviews, keep listening to everybody, and hopefully you're having fun with us. And trust us when we tell you, we have big things coming for 2020. Like, we're gonna, when y'all see us in 2020, next time you guys see us, you're gonna be like, wait, what, who are they? Excuse me.
and I
So again, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and love. It means the world to us. And again, follow us at the Green Light Chat on Instagram, the Green Light Chat on Snapchat, Twitter.
Oh my God, I'm pretty much everywhere. Everywhere.
And then you can listen to us on Spotify, Anchor Podcast, Apple Podcast, Google, Pocket Cast, Breaker, everywhere. We're everywhere. Yes. And then if you want to reach us, there's thegreenlightchat@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the love and support to our 300 friends that we have on Instagram. We love you.
Love each and every one of you.
And we'll be back in 2020.
Yeah.
So since we won't see you guys for Christmas and New Year's, Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New
Year. Oh, yeah.
Oh. And don't forget that I'm Randy.
And I'm Dia.
This is the Green Light Chat. And remember, if you're dirty, you're dirty. And if you're hungry, eat, baby. And if you want to get drunk and talk trash, talk that trash.
Talk that trash.
Don't forget that this is life, and life is a green light and a red light. You stop and you go.
Exactly.
And if you have toxic in your life, get rid of it, baby. Because put them in the trash, hunty. Because you are beautiful, young, fabulous, and broke. But you're going to get there if you keep going for it. Did you like how I put all of the episode names in that? You saw that?
Yes.
You got that? I'm creative, baby. I'm creative.
Yes,
okay.
You got this unlocked.
Unlocked, baby. We love you guys. And thanks for tuning in this whole year for the Green Light Chat. 2020 is going to be the biggest year for us. Let me just give you a preview of something. This is the green light, chat. This is the green light, chat.